big canny.
56 sounds better.
All right. Hello.
All right.
Hopefully, we're monitoring this right now.
Yeah, we're experimenting with a few items right here as well.
Something tells me that, you know, I have this wonderful bandwidth, and I have this wonderful bandwidth allotment that's actually way, way, way higher than normal.
Yeah.
But it hates me, and it hates me so.
We're going to work on a couple items here.
So we're watching it like a hawk, and it looks like I've gotten it.
Yeah. I'm going to work on some other things here. I, even though your levels are fine, I'm going to run some fucking diagnostics come Monday on your modem.
Probably wouldn't hurt.
Yeah.
All right, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio. We're still trying to have a good show.
Yeah.
It looks like
we're not trying. We are having a
good show. We're having a good
show.
It looks like Toe is correct. You know, because he was saying there's going to be some big fuck-up now that we're running 96, and looks like Toe knew what he was talking about.
Toe doesn't know what he's talking about at all.
Yeah, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Give him some credit.
That's called mad props at the end. He can wait.
Oh, he'll get mad props. I guess Skier Toes and Master fucking shit up. All right.
All right.
Anyhow.
All right. Anyhow, next song up. While I did waste a good portion of my childhood watching TV and pissing away my teenage years on video games and shit, that didn't mean I was a fucking badass in my own mind.
Okay. In your own mind?
Yes. All right. Now, I shit you not, dude, for this next song, okay, I could and I still can. I can sing this shit verbatim and shit right there. I have no idea how goofy I may look, okay, but this is still the hardcore-esque L.A. kind of side of me, that machismo shit that will not fucking die.
All right.
All right, so let's go ahead. Let's cue up the next song.
Let's,
remember, Claude didn't always get his ass kicked. In high school, he did some ass kicking too.
Just tell them what they're listening to, Claude.
Spankwagon Radio.
Mr. Buster, where the fuck you at? Can't scrap a lick, so I know you got your dick on hard from fucking your road dogs, the hood you threw up with, niggas you grew up with. Don't even respect your ass, that's why it's time for the doctor to check your ass, nigga. Used to be my homie, used to be my ace. Now I wanna slap the taste out your mouth, make it by the ounce of the rope. Fucking me, now I'm fucking you, little hoe. Oh, don't think I forgot, let you slide. Let me ride, just another homicide. Yeah, it's me, so I'ma talk on. Stomping on the easiest streets that you can walk on. So strap on your Compton hat, your lopes, and watch your back, cause you might get smoked low. And pass the bud, and stay low key, BG, cause you lost all your homies' love. Now call it what you want to. You fucked with me, now it's a must that I fuck with you. Yeah, that's what the fuck I'm talking about. We have your motherfucking record company surrounded. Put down the candy and let the little boy go. You know what I'm saying? Punk motherfucker.
Bow wow in the house.
Bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee yay. Death rolls in the motherfucking house.
Bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee yay. The sounds of a dog bring me to another day. Play with my bone, would you, Timmy? It seems like you're good for making jokes about your Jimmy. Well, here's the Jimmy joke about your mama that you might not like. I heard she was a Frisco dyke, but fuck your mama. I'm talking about you and me, toe to toe. M-U-T, your bark was loud, but your bite wasn't vicious. And the rhymes you were kicking were quite bootylicious. You get what doggy dog, oh, is he crazy? With your mama and your daddy hollering, baby. So what that lets you know? That if you fuck with Drake, nigga, you're fucking with Death Row. And I ain't even swinging them things. I'm hollering 187 with my dick in your mouth, bitch.
Yeah, nigga. Compton and Long Beach together on this motherfucker. So you wanna pop that shit, get your motherfucking cranium cracked, nigga. Step on up. Now, we ain't no motherfucking joke, so remember the name. Mighty, Mighty DR. Yeah, motherfucker.
Now understand this, my nigga Drake can't be touched.
Luke's bending over.
So Luke's getting fucked, bust.
Easter.
Musta thought I was sleazy. I thought I was a mark, cause I used to hang with Easy.
Animosity made you speak what you spoke. Ayo, Drake.
What up?
Chip this nigga off, love.
If it ain't another hoe that I got to fuck with, gap teeth in your mouth, so my dick's got to fit.
With my nuts on your tonsils, while you on stage rapping at your whack ass concert.
And I'ma snatch your ass from the backside and show you how Death Row pull off that hoot ride.
Now you might not understand me,
cause I'ma rob you in Compton and blast you in Miami.
Then we gon' creep to South Central on a street knowledge mission.
As I steps in the temple, Spotty got him. As I pulls out my strap, got my chrome to the side of his white socks.
You tryna check my homie, you best check yourself, cause when you diss Dre, you diss yourself.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, nigga.
So I don't want no
Dr. Dre, dropping chronic once again. It don't stop. Punishing punk motherfuckers real quick like Compton style, nigga. Doggy dogs in the motherfucking house. Yeah. Long Beach is in the motherfucking house. Yeah. Yeah. Straight up. Really though. Breaking all them suckers on something real proper like. You know what I'm saying? All the sucker ass niggas can eat a fat dick. Yeah, Easy E can eat a big fat dick. Tim Dawg can eat a big fat dick. Luke can eat a fat dick.
Yeah.
God. And you guys got to understand, he was sitting right here.
I was rapping along.
Singing and rapping the whole thing along. Wow. I'm impressed.
I was Claude Ballsy Balls right there, man.
Jesus. Yeah, you were.
Dude, it was
so
fucking,
why did that song, why does that, I mean, just.
Because we were all fucking, we were like these like badasses off in the corner, dude. I had the clique of fucking idiots, man. I was Lord of the Dipshits in high school, dude.
Oh, wait a minute. What does that say about me now?
Were you in high school, dude?
No. But you always say that Lord of the Dipshits for this or that.
Yeah, dude, it was, dude. No, everybody in my fucking little clique of friends, dude, no one was the same race.
That's kind of
cool
in some way.
It was the fucking Rainbow Coalition, dude. I shit you not, dude.
That's funny.
But, dude, it was like weird mixer races and shit, dude.
Really?
Fucking, oh, shit, dude. I was like fucking Cherokee. In Irish.
Uh-huh.
Okay, my friend Alex was Chinese and Mexican.
Jesus.
Steve was Puerto Rican and Iranian.
Was there any one nationality? You, white.
I think there's Korean, dude.
Okay, there you go. I'm Korean, dude. I am homogeneous amongst you.
Korean, dude.
Anyhow, but your high school song. Here we go into one of my songs from high school. I got a lot of them from high school because, as I mentioned in the boards, where you really learn yourself is high school. Pure and simple.
Not for me, man.
Maybe in the college. Maybe
I learned myself after high school, dude. If I learned myself in high school right now, I would so be fucking Vanilla Ice, dude. That's proof.
True.
Although you saw me, dude. I can still rap along.
Yeah, you were word for word, line for line, syllables for syllables. My song, though, is a little more angry. Actually, were we talking about this on the show where the "Don't Think You're Having All the Fun"? You know me, I hate everyone.
We might have mentioned it on the show, but I know
this
was a big joke after.
Yeah, a huge joke after. But this is a song that I love. It's off of one of their what people consider one of their lesser albums. But I actually like the song, love the song, and it relates to me in a lot of ways. Not the entire thing, but there's lines in there that if you hear, you go, "Yeah, okay, that's Trencher." You know, So we're going to go ahead and I'm going to clip into that. Enjoy. We'll be back in a little bit, maybe a little more explanation as to why this song means so much to me. It's my anger issues.
Word, dog. Right now I'm looking at you. Dude, I'm psyched for my song. I'm ready to go do a drive-by.
Of course you're psyched for your song. Yeah. That's what that's exactly what these do for us. This song, though, can do the same thing for me. Doesn't
we're
make me explore myself, but
angry after show party tonight.
Oh, very angry, and it's track night.
Oh, fuck!
So it's gonna be a very angry after show. All right, folks, you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever,
Spank Wagon Radio,
and tune in because you
spankwagon.bftp.net.
Really
listen
like
in.
Woo! Woo! Haha. And that was, see, that was Nine Inch Nails clipping out, not us. Hehe.
Yes.
Because actually, what was funny is me and Flyboy were driving in his car, and he had a bass system or just big speakers and a amp in the back. And we, I got a new Nine Inch Nails CD. I said, hey, can I throw it in? We threw it in. And I don't remember which one it was, but it had some really screwy thing going on in the intro.
Yeah.
Typical Trent Reznor sort of playing with wires and shit while he's doing the music. Well, Flyboy starts ejecting it, going, ah, what's it doing to my CD player? Not knowing that that's just
that's a
what
part of it, yeah.
Yeah, that's a part of it. No, that's normal.
That's
trust
funny.
Me.
That's funny, man.
You're listening to the Getting to Know show.
Yeah, the Getting to Know show. That's a good title.
The Getting to Know show.
So be it named.
All right. We'll be lying on it. Actually, one of the reasons I like Wish, again, it was angry. It was, you know, don't think you're having all the fun. You know me. I hate everyone. That line resonates with me still because you've seen it. You've heard it. I'm an asshole.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm an out-and-out asshole. And you guys think, oh, yeah, huh, funny so. No, I'm a fucking dick. Those who know me know I could be a complete dick at any time to anyone, and I don't care. Makes it very difficult to function socially sometimes because I'll just start going off.
Yeah.
Or I'll start saying shit, even if it's just sly or if it's just sarcasm.
Yeah.
As Claude can attest to with the top five comments I've made. He knows.
Five.
He knows I can be a complete asshole.
Right
and
up
he's
there
seen
with Baby
me,
Got Back.
Yeah, been seeing me being an asshole to people.
It's
anyhow,
great.
Next song, Claude.
Next song. I unfortunately didn't have any Marilyn Manson. And that kind of bummed me out because Marilyn Manson was like such a liberating song for me right there.
Do you mean a group?
Yeah. Okay. The group. Yeah. When I remember, I heard "Get Your Gun" and then saw the video for Lunchbox.
I've never seen that video.
You never saw the video? Mm-mm. They're like roller skating and getting into fucking fights in a roller rink. It's fucking great. And the lyrics, you know, I want to be, grow up, I want to be so no one fucks with me. Talks about like bringing a fucking handgun to school in a lunchbox and killing. Fuck, Jeremy Spoken. No, bring a fucking gun. All right. Don't fuck with me. Next motherfucker is going to get my medal. I love that classic line.
But that isn't the song we have next.
No, it's not. It's not. So I didn't have that song. So I kind of had to move a little forward in my years. After I never really grew out of heavy metal or anything like that. I don't think anybody ever does because it's always a killer party.
Mm-hmm.
This is when I started really getting into kind of techno right there, and it was my self discovery of like, damn man, this is fucking great, man. It's dancing, this fucking bass and techno and shit. True techno, I can't go for, dude, because they're yelling jump every 5 seconds.
You know, and that's not even true techno. I got a few examples later.
Jump, everybody, jump, jump.
Yeah. All right. I even got a few songs. One of our intros used to be Jump.
Yeah.
But I know.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
And, it was between this song and a Tracy Lords track. I almost regret kind of picking this one, but this is a little less obscure right there. And this was like this song, actually, the lyrics as well, capture a lot of that same fucking anger of, you know what, fuck it, leave it all behind right there.
Okay.
And I really like this song, too, and it's the original version of it, too.
Original version of
that
the song?
That has not been raped.
Yeah, really.
So many times over.
Well, I even, when we started playing it yesterday, and you guys will hear in a minute, when we started playing it yesterday, I'm like, what's this? What is this?
Yeah, because it's been fucking raped and cut so many
times.
And
I know the group, and I have a few of their CDs.
Yeah.
So, anyhow, why don't we go ahead, clip to the music. You are listening to
Spank Wagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
All right. Enjoy, folks. We'll be right back. Hey, all right.
Okay, we're back. Yeah, that's Juke Joint Jezebel by KMFDM.
And that's the original.
That's the original.
Because everybody in the chat room was going, oh, that's KMFDM Juke Joint Jezebel.
Yeah.
And they won't recognize it because I think a lot of people.
Right. And was it Rev? Yeah, Rev even said it's also on the Mortal Kombat original soundtrack. And you're right, but it's fucking raped.
Yeah.
And you have to be like a fucking audiophile. One of the things that makes a song is that fucking chime. And then it goes. But
yeah.
the chime is gone from that. So, like, first time I bought Mortal Kombat because I saw, oh, Juke Joint Jezebel, I like that song. I bought the soundtrack to get home. And, like, where's the chime? It sounds very empty without it. And then it's all fucking remixed for fight scenes and shit.
Right.
That's been reused and, yeah.
Now.
But yeah, like I say, that that was a good representation of you know, everybody goes through their angry years as a teenager.
Well, we all do, and some of us are still in them.
Yeah, everybody you know just has that you know they every teenage male will one day look at his father and go, I want to kick the shit out of you.
Can't say I ever wanted to do that.
You will get into a fight with your father.
Oh, I can agree
with
that.
Like that right there. It's natural. It's not like a subconscious. It's not the Doors, okay?
Right.
Okay, we're not singing the end here. But everybody has that right there. And this was me breaking away from my shit and really maturing, going, damn, man. You know, I'm past all that. And it really started to mark a real shift in my life.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. My music choice right now, actually, it's getting to know show. This is something that, like I said earlier in the show, my friends define who I am. I truly believe that. Mm-hmm. I know I'm leaving out a lot of friends because I don't have the time or the bandwidth to play everything that helps me relate. But
yeah,
I'm going to start this off by playing a song. It is a techno song. No one's ever heard of it, but it's a song that I got on one of my trance albums. It doesn't say Jumpin', at least. Not that I could think of off the top of my head. That, to me, when it played, now you'll hear this intro, and it'll be a nice lull of an intro, you know, very building up. I always imagined if I was ever going to make a film, that what was going to happen is the camera's going to be low on the horizon point over like a road that's a hill, you know, a hill on a road or whatever, a road on a hill, excuse me. And when the music starts really kicking up, and you really start hearing more of the different layers and whatnot, you would see my friends either come walking up over, or we were all mountain biking like freaking miles and miles and miles a day. So you'd see us just zoom right over. That's just a feeling I always got every time I hear the song.
Right.
Every single time. That's the image that always plays in my head whenever I hear the song. And it really makes me go, huh, cool. You know, you really get into that mood. You really feel... I always feel good when I hear the song because it reminds me of that, hey, that'd be cool for a movie idea that I had fucking years ago.
So it's not like, I can feel the man in motion. Ah,
no, no.
It's not like that right there.
Man in motion, jump. No, there's, no.
So yeah, this is one of those real unity songs for you.
For me, it, you know, and no one else likes techno the way I like techno in any of my groups of friends, so they never understood that. But to me, it always just kind of went, cool. And it's really only the intro, but the whole song is really good. It's a good trance techno.
Right on.
It's a build up breakdown, so it's older techno, you know.
Yeah.
Go ahead and enjoy it. We'll be back in a little bit. And by the way, you're listening to Spankwagon Radio.
Only at spankwagon.vftp.net. Once again.
Woo!
Right, you are, Ken.
Get out.
This track is from Ali Baba Ganoush. Yeah.
All right, we're back.
There we are.
Wow. A lot of people actually like this song.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I'm impressed. I was worried that...
It really shifted gears a lot on me.
It did. It shifted gears, and you didn't know quite when it was ending. Even I got caught off guard because I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, yeah.
But now you guys can understand. I love that song because it has the speed to it, but it has that build-up breakdown that I really love in good techno. And to kind of address something in the chat room, Toe here goes, and speaking of the whole life music thing... Boy, put a gay title on it. I got out of this shit
life,
techno.
Not lifestyle.
Well, I got out of this shit techno when I was old enough to drive. Thanks. Yeah, you know what? There's so many people that thought techno was cool, but techno got perverted. Good techno is rare.
Uh-huh.
Bad techno, it's
You're
everywhere.
Not going to do the Red Room thing on us and go, well, I liked this kind before it got red.
No, because... Honestly, I'm just teasing you know, it, honestly, mind. When I got into techno, and actually I'll maybe do that after your song here, is the actual song that really made me go, huh, this is some good shit.
Yeah.
I'd actually
was very picky about that, too. Juke Joint Jezebel was the best pick I could do. But it wasn't the one that really changed me to make me go to techno. If I had to pick one of those right there, it would have been Say Something by Tracy Lords. And you made fun of that, too.
Yeah, I did.
You made fun of Tracy Lords, dude. I'm like, dude, this is fucking killer, man. But yeah. Anyhow, and this is what's interesting, too. I can tell by this list right there. I'm in this for everybody, guys. You all are part of me, and my shit's like, this is about me.
Well, it shows how we grew up differently, though. You were an L.A. kid. That was sort of that's a very West Coast thing, is a me. You even joked about it on the highways. Yeah. Look at how people drive. They don't think of other people. It's a me.
It's really interesting because my place is all about me, baby.
Yeah.
Me. And you're just like, this is because of this, and this was influenced. And
everything has...
which is really interesting.
Showing how different...
This, yeah, in the conversation, in the topic, in the intro we're leading up to now. God! Speaking of me, in high school, I'd actually really changed. I'd actually foregone video games, and I, for the most part, I've actually left them... After that, I left them all together. I actually lost a ton of fucking weight. I'd end up, I think it was about, took me about a month and a half or so, and I lost a grip of weight, dude. I lost about 50, 60 pounds.
Damn.
I just fucking went thump and fucking went rail thin, dude.
Fuck.
I actually had a girlfriend. Finally, I was like, wow.
Wow.
Cheerleader, no less, too. Yeah, I know.
Score one for the home team,
dude. It was like you know, having the trophy. It's like Wink Martindale's trophy girl, you know.
Nice.
Yeah. You saw a picture of her.
Yeah, I did. Actually.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
Anyhow, I was okay. I was like, fuck this school stuff. I don't need to learn. I'm not going to college, man. I'm going to plan my life. I'm going to do this and that. And I was so ahead. And it's something I've really changed too, man. It was just one of those spontaneous fucking. I hate saying this because it almost makes me sound schizophrenic, but it was one of those shadow moments. So before I was Claude, I was actually Shadow. That was my nickname back in L.A.
See, now I've always stuck with Trencher, but that's another story altogether.
People change and shit. My name
Thank
did,
you.
Too.
Yep.
So what happened was I went through one of those fucking spontaneous moments, and instead, I'm going to do this or that, I just fucking left. I fucking just decided to leave and didn't really tell anybody. Hmm. And what happened was my last day at school, man, I actually... True story. I heard this right before I left to go to school, this song, and it played in my head the entire day. And my dad once gave me a really good piece of advice. He said, don't get too attached to people you meet in high school in any way, shape, or form, and don't even care if they're voted most successful or shit.
See,
right
now
there.
That's funny because it's different for me, but...
Yeah, no, I understand, but he told me, he goes, you know what? He goes, it struck me the day after I woke up, after my graduation party, he goes, and I know it'll be the same for you. He goes, I woke up that morning and realized I'll never see those people again. And it was true because I was very stable. Went with a lot of my schoolmates, was there from kindergarten. I remember a lot of my senior classmates from kindergarten. That's how deep it was.
Wow.
And this song right here was played the whole day through my head, and it echoes that right there, you know?
Okay.
So let's go ahead, let's cut to that song right there. And this was like my last day in high school and me leaving there a lot of stuff behind.
Cool.
Let's go ahead.
We'll go ahead and click it in.
Spankwagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
All right.
special people change? How many lives are living strange? Where were you while we were getting high? Slowly walking down the hall, faster than a cannonball. Where were you while we were getting high? Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide in a champagne supernova in the sky. Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide in a champagne supernova, a champagne supernova in the sky.
All right.
Okay, we're back.
Wow. That song depresses a lot of people, from what I can understand in the chat rooms.
I didn't even read the
talking about how people used to listen to this and be like uber depressed.
Yeah, it's like I was actually telling you during the break too. That whole day, I had the song going through my head.
Oof.
And I walked to school, and I had a backpack full of all my textbooks and shit for every single class. And I'd have to take after the class was over, I took my textbook up to the teacher, and that way that you were talking about, like the just blow it off like you were in high school. Mm-hmm. I blew it off like that too, and I was like, yeah, here's a textbook, and I had to give them a card that they had to sign for my exit grade and stuff right there. So they were like, sign the card, put my grade. I was like, okay, thanks. And I put it in my backpack. Did this all day, and I actually left school early because I have a sixth period. I took a zero period. And I just put it in my backpack and walked home. Hmm. And up until 2002, when I finally moved out of my one house up on Seymour, and I was going through stuff, I had actually reopened the bag since then and saw that card.
Wow.
And stuff. I hadn't opened it since L.A., and that was 1996. It had just been moved.
Quite a while.
So, yeah.
All right.
Go ahead.
My next song, actually, I changed gears from what I originally was going to say. Originally going to do. I was going to play a song that really got me to techno and really made me understand how cool techno can be and how it can really kind of make you go huh. Instead, we're going to go polar opposite of that.
Yeah.
We're going to actually play a song that relates to me in a weird level. I'm a comic book collector.
Yeah,
pure and simple. If anybody knows me, is everybody who's ever been in my house, I think Rev's seen it when I lived in Cedar Falls. I know Vert and I know Volcuris has seen it since I moved out here. Mm-hmm. I'm a comic collector.
You're not a fanboy, you're a comic book collector.
Oh, no, hold on. I'm a fanboy, I'm a collector, but I'm not one of those psycho comic book shop guys.
Yeah.
They don't bend the pages. Fuck that. Read them.
Yeah.
If the tape gets stuck on them, carefully take the tape off so you don't damage the print and put it back and read it later. Whatever. No, I'm a comic book guy, but everybody knows what movie is the definitive comic book movie of the 80s.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm going to say. You're all going to go, oh, yeah, okay, we know. Well, I wasn't into comics fully until after this movie. And then I went to Oakleaf, because then it was Oakleaf, before they changed their name. And I looked, and I tell you, I fell in love with four-color media, pure and simple. I'm a comic junkie. I don't go into many comic books out here, or read going to comic book shops out here, because I think they're all idiots.
Uh-huh.
But I still get at least $100 a month from Core or Oakleaf back home in Cedar Falls, Iowa. Mm-hmm. And, for those of you who know, my collection was like four boxes. Now it's like 11 boxes, and I'm selling three just so I can fill them back up again as soon as possible. Anyhow, and yes, I do bathe. Thank you. this, though, you know, it's corny, but it really was cool because at the time, it really opened my eyes to comic books and merchandising. And the song itself isn't a song that I actually had. I had it on tape, but I had to actually find it last night on LimeWire because I realized I didn't have it.
But your music's legal.
Yeah, my ass. This though is that comic book obsession I have, and it's cheesy and it's horrible, and you know, very few people like it. Much like the fact that I collect comic books, and my wife gives me crap all the time.
Yeah.
But anyhow, what I'm going to do? We're going to clip right into this. Spankwagon Radio, spankwagon.vftp.net. Enjoy. I think.
Oh, I got a live one here.
Thank you. Bruce Wayne. I tried to avoid all this, but I can't.
I just gotta know. Are we gonna try to love each other?
Stop the press. Who is that?
Vicki Vale.
She is great, isn't she?
Pretty cool, huh? But it's me and it's not me, and you know, it's Prince though. It's Prince and Batman.
I understand what the song represents to you.
Right.
Right.
It's good stuff. I like it.
I understand what the song represents to you.
I hope you well, please share to me what you think.
Represents your fanboydom and your movie going experience and merchandise. What you said.
Yeah. In other words, rewind. Hey, real quick, don't panic if you're listening to the archive right now.
Yeah, what we're going to do is we're not going to go away.
We're not going away. Because we're broadcasting in a little bit higher bandwidth, we decided we better break the archive up in half. So if you're listening to the archive right now,
yeah,
get ready to start part two.
Yeah,